The scripture reading is Psalm 37:6. Psalm 37:6, I read, He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school, this is the last Sunday of 2012. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us with abundant blessings in this year. Do you have any regrets when you look back on the past year? Then I hope you will offer up this worship service in spirit and truth and with all your heart. Before first worship service, a couple of pastors told me, senior pastor, now we decided to arm us with the words of God, and they are preparing, they are equipping themselves with the words of God based upon the sermons I preached. They are behind up the first group for 30 years, 20 years or something. They must have done it 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but they just decided to do it even now. So I was glad to hear that. You are not late. The servants of God, you have a lot of words of God in your memory. So only if you try to work hard, then you can catch up soon. So you can begin with a new mind and new determination from now. You can worship in spirit and truth every Sunday and try all your best to practice the words of God that's stretched on the altar. Then, towards the end of the next year, you will feel rewarded, realizing that you have made a significant progress in spirit. You will also experience the hands of God, who always protects you and gives you richness spiritually and materially. Now I'll talk about the third prayer title for the new year, Light Shining Sanctuary. We have only two more days for the new year to come. On the 1st of January, seeing the sun rising, many people have hopes and expectations for the new year. But at this heartless end time, there is a light that can give a more beautiful hope than the best hope a person can have. This light is the light that will shine in the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary. This light will shine through the thick darkness of the world and lead numerous souls to the Lord. Also, it will engrave the hope of New Jerusalem in the hearts of those souls. I pray in the name of the Lord that the light shining sanctuary will soon be completed through your prayers. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary will give out glorious light as if it were the building itself. Namely, many people will give glory to God, seeing the grand size, the beauty that reminds people of the glory of heaven, and all the sophisticated technology employed. When the sanctuary is completed, how it look like? The grand size and the equipment, you can imagine many things. But it will be far more beautiful than you expect. That's the will of God. But what actually makes the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary shine is the spiritual light. God has given us the reading passage from Psalm 37, verse 6 for this prayer title of 2013. It says, He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. God will shine the light of righteousness and justice by constructing these beautiful sanctuaries in this world, which is full of sins and evil, and where light is difficult to be found. Let's talk about what this means in more detail. Righteousness refers to practicing the Word of God. If you practice the Word of God, then you're going to become more and more righteous. For example, in your lips, you confess that I believe. Then, that must be true when God recognizes you, your righteousness. But those people who are not righteous confess, oh, I believe that this and that, then that's useless. That's vacant words. Empty words, I mean. God doesn't recognize what they confess. So the words from the lips of the people who are righteous will be words. Justice refers to the character or nature of God who gives rewards and punishments fairly between good and evil. Let me tell you again, justice refers to the character or nature of God who gives rewards and punishments fairly between good and evil. Here, the standard to discern between good and evil is, of course, the 66 books of the Bible. God is truly righteous. He doesn't have any darkness such as lawlessness, unrighteousness, unfairness, or falsehood. Also, God governs the world in fairness and justice according to the laws and rules established in the beginning. During the course of human cultivation, He judges all people justly between good and evil and gives them rewards or punishments respectively. But as the spiritual darkness thickens in the world, unrighteousness and lawlessness prevails, and many people say as follows. The evil people prevail and prosper, and is there really a God who judges according to justice? God doesn't exist. They don't believe in heaven and hell either. So they say they don't have to live a good life. They just seek short-term profits, practicing unrighteousness and lawlessness without hesitation. Also, they are confused as to what justice is and what truth is. But the most regretful thing is that many people are distorting the way of salvation. But the Word of God, the truth, will not be changed. God will judge according to the truth. I like history. The history of China, Japan, and the history of Korea. I studied and meditated on it. God's word is true. Those who did evil perished, and those who have done good were blessed. In the history of Korea, before the Three Kingdoms, many people have done evil, even including king himself and his subordinates. The quarrels and the disputes between king and the subordinates, the officials. We just imagine that everything would be done only by the commandments of God, commandments of the king, but it was not true. Actually, even the great King Sejong tried to fill the atmosphere of the subordinates. But those who did evil mostly perished. Those who did good seemed to be persecuted at the moment in a short period of time, but finally were recognized and respected and loved by the people. Because the justice works. Everything is going to be done according to the justice. What about Korean history? We elected the 18th president of Republic of Korea. Currently, who was respected by the people, I mean, the, among the presidents of the Republic of Korea. Some of them have been to jail after serving the country as the president, and their families were put into jail. What about the first president, Dr. Sungman Lee? The Korean people respected him and like a father, but he must have left this country. Finding out the political asylum, but finally he just returned right before his death, and he just was buried in his land. The first president of this country. Because they have done evil, they were judged according to the justice. The power of the Antichrist is spreading false statements such as there are many ways of salvation and many kinds of truth. Salvation can come through any kind of religion. Also, they deceive the people with some sweet words like, you don't have to worry about going to hell anymore. You can just do what you think is right. But such statements will never be true. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Namely, nobody can go to heaven without accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Also, even if evil people seem to prevail on this earth, they will eventually fall into eternal death. But those who faithfully believe in the Lord and practice goodness will receive blessings and rewards. It is just as 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Nevertheless, many people do not believe in the only true God and the Savior Jesus Christ. Also, many of those who call on the name of the Lord have a lukewarm faith and commit sins that deprive of salvation or sins leading to death. The day of the Lord's return is drawing ever nearer, but they ignore the law and the order of God, and further, they distort the law of God and go towards destruction. So God planned the construction of Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary to once again proclaim His law and order to the world. He will show to the world a church that receives salvation, blessings, and rewards by living by the Word of God. Through this church, He will show to the world that He is still governing the world with His justice. In this sense, Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary can be considered the most glorious fruit that a true church has borne according to the justice of God. By the time the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary are built, many people of the world will come to a realization. They will realize that the salvation comes only through Jesus Christ as written in the Bible, and that God is the God of justice who repays us according to our deeds. When this kind of message is spread out to the whole world, and you can imagine what will happen in this church in the future. The miraculous signs and wonders of God will be manifested. And that's why people in the whole world will know about it. How this church was established and how it manages the whole world, evangelizes the whole world according to God's justice. And it will be known to the whole world naturally. All nations of the world will realize this fact. They will come to dwell in the Word of God, namely within the boundary of salvation, and have the faith enough to receive heavenly rewards. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now, how the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary shine the light of righteousness and justice? Let's look into this in two aspects of church and its members. First, the justice of God will shine the light by the fact that our church will have built a glorious sanctuary. It will clearly reaffirm the truth that says, you reap what you sow, and the goodness eventually prevails. Since its opening, our church has been living by the word and the will of God. For this reason, the power of darkness has tried to destroy our church continuously. The enemy, David and Satan, instigated not just the government and the general public, but also other churches to condemn our church and destroy us. But every time, we overcame evil with goodness. We kept on marching in the work of faith, even in extreme hardships. We helped the churches that were in greater need than we were, and we never became lazy in our missionary works. No matter how difficult we were, we never stopped doing the missionary works. We never placed aside the vision of constructing the grand sanctuary, even for a moment, which is the vision given by God. In every worship service and Daniel prayer meeting, we stored up earnest prayers before God. Consequently, though we started only with 7,000 won, which was only about $7 then, we will build a sanctuary that will cost an astronomical figure. This is actually something impossible. It's in fact a miracle that can be made possible only by the power of God. The Almighty God will make this miracle happen based on the deeds of goodness and faith that our church has been storing up until now. In doing so, God will reveal that we are a good church that truly loves God. He will also reveal His justice that He pays back according to what we do and sow, and He returns the glory to us when we give glory to Him. So when we give glory to God, then God just returns His glory to us. If we give glory to God greatly, then God will repay us greatly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as the sanctuary is built, secondly, the righteousness and justice of God will shine the light through the fruit of light that is born by each of you. As Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30 says, we are members of His body. The believers are the members of the Lord, who is the head of the church. So, Jesus Christ is the head, and we are the parts of His body. So, the parts should be clean and pure, because the body itself is so clean and pure. So, your body is clean after taking bath, but if you have some dirt on your hand, think about it. Then, we cannot say that your body is clean. You have a bad smell and you are dirty. So we must clean our hands and feet also. Then we can be called that we are pure and clean all over our body. So if our parts are dirty, then we can disfame God. Therefore, if the believers give out the light, the church, namely the sanctuary, will also shine the light. As the canon sanctuary and the grand sanctuary are built, at first so many people will come when they hear about the church building and the fame of our church. They will hear about the most magnificent and beautiful church, where pure and spiritually deep messages are preached, and where they can always meet the living God through His powerful works. So many people will come to us. Lots of people from different parts of the world will come, and even the sick people will come. But we are capable to take care of them, even though I'm absent, because we have a lot of people who are the Holy Spirit, so they can take care of them. They will heal them through prayer after receiving the power of God. So no matter how many people are coming to this church, we will be prepared to take care of them. But more importantly, we need to allow for them to settle down and be rooted firmly in the soil of the truth. When we fulfill each of our duties well, our church will be worthy of the title Light Shining Sanctuary, namely a sanctuary that shines in the dark world. For us to be able to do that, each of you must bear the fruit of light. The beginners of Christian life and those who are in the first level of faith and the second level of faith, they will come. We need to take care of them well. And we need to help them to root down, be rooted firmly in the soil of the truth. That's what you should do. Then you must give out the light. What kind of light you should give out? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 9 says, the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and in all goodness and righteousness and truth. When they can feel goodness, righteousness and truth from each of you, those who will come to this church will admit that the church members are as beautiful as the church building and are worthy to be the members of this famous church. I don't remember the exact time, but about 10 years ago, we had an event at the Trinity Center, Torch Center, I mean, which is located in at the Garak-dong area. I was invited to pray for that event. The presider at the time mentioned in this way, we have a lot of audiences here, but I can separate the members of the Man-Man Church here. Mentioned that he can distinguish the members of Man-Man Church from the audiences. Even at that time, the members of Man-Man Church were well known to the Christian community because they were different in their manners and their style, etc. That's why the presider said that he could distinguish the members of Man-Min from the audiences. How much more? And also I hear this kind of news. When church, members of this church just take the taxi, then the taxi driver asks them whether they are the members of the Amendment Church. From time to time, frequently they hear this kind of, they are asked this kind of question by the taxi driver because they are different in their way of talking and their behavior, etc. And there is a restaurant called Seoul Garden for Korean barbecue beef. Members of this church frequently visit that restaurant, and they just ask them whether they are from Man-Min Church, because they knew them by their behaviors and their manner. So if you are not asked whether you are from Man-Min Church, then you must think it over. And if you are asked, then it means that you are recognized by even the worldly people. Otherwise, you must think, admit that your behaviors are not so smooth or gentle. Then when I visited that restaurant, for example, they asked us whether we are from Man-Man Church, and I just asked the people around me whether you have told them already. Also, seeing the church members living in peace and blessings given by God, they will realize that we are loved by God since we love Him. If each of the church members shines the light this way, those who will come will trust the word of God and try to live by it. Namely, they will be assured that they can be saved when they work in the light, and they can also receive blessings and rewards to the extent that they circumcise their hearts and are faithful to the kingdom of God according to the rules of justice. As they gain such faith in their hearts, they will cast away darkness and bear the fruit of light too. It's in this sense that the righteousness and justice of God will shine through the fruit of light that each of you will bear.
뜻이지요. 주 여러분에게 빛의 열매가 맺혀서
The light will shine on those souls who will come here too, to the extent that you bear the fruit of light and shine the light of goodness, righteousness, and truth. So when we are preparing, now we are preparing to enter into the Canaan sanctuary. That's why God has been training us. God wants us to be holy. To build his sanctuary. But even after entering the Canaan sanctuary, if you still dwell in darkness and struggle against sin, you will not be able to shine the light through the darkness of those souls who will come later. For example, you will witness to others that if they cast off the worldly things and love God, God will love them and they will become happy and receive blessings. If your words are true, the listeners will also receive the grace and power to cut off the word quickly and dwell in the word. But if this is not the case, and what if the listeners should feel as follows towards you? He says we become happy if we live by the word of God, but he himself doesn't have any joy on his faith. Then your words will not have any authority and power for them. Then you cannot give any strength to the people when they try to believe the word of God and practice it. Currently, I hear very happy news. Through the second cycle, newly appointed the servants of God, they were appointed currently as the deputy parish minister. They just visited the church members and those who listened to their preaching and consulting just repented thoroughly and changed it greatly. I hear this kind of testimony from the church members who experienced the visitation by this second cycle newly appointed servants of God. It's so happy and joyful news. Last Friday, I just asked a servant of God not to work too hard. You need to take care of physical health too. Because I heard that the servant worked so hard. And this servant said, oh, senior pastor, there are so many souls and the families who are waiting for my visitation. It's so regrettable not to be able to visit all of them. Because whenever I visit them, they just, you know, repent thoroughly and they are changed. So I cannot help visiting them from early in the morning till late in the night. The servants of God and the elders and the district leaders and the cell leaders, even the leaders of each mission organization. If you do in this way, then we're going to experience the great revival in this church, the double time, in a short period of time. I don't mean 1 or 2 months, but in a half year, I believe that we can double the numbers of the church members. If you just evangelize one person, if you are not able to evangelize one person, then the other member can evangelize 2 or 3. If you love God, and if you love the souls, and if you enthusiastically evangelize, then you can do it. But I didn't ask you. Because we have a very limited space, in this sanctuary, so I didn't ask you to evangelize so energetically. But if we enter into the Canaan sanctuary, then we have enough space, so I will ask you to work hard to evangelize. That's why we have a lot of TV monitors to take care of a lot of church members. because we cannot take care of all the members in the main sanctuary. I got a letter when I was in a mountainside saying that I just came to the church, but somebody told me to leave the seat because it was his seat. So I just moved to the second sanctuary with second floor, but also somebody came and told me that it's my seat, so you need to leave. So I was embarrassed. That's, I think that she member from other church or a new believer, a newcomer, but I got this kind of letter when I was in Prayer Mountain. If you just said that, this is my seat, so you need to move, then he or she might be a new believer. If she or he know the truth a little bit, then he or she must not have done in this way. So I just asked the ushers when I met them last Friday why it happened. In this case, then the ushers, you can guide them to elder seat and just ask elders to take care of them. Then I believe that the elders should help, would gladly help you to have the newcomers sit on his seat. Well, most of you have been fighting the good fight until now. You have also been faithful to the point of shedding blood and even to the point of death in your struggles against sin. Many of you have given over your bodies, hearts, and material things, which are the same as your life and your talents. Some have even given over your children to God without sparing anything. This morning, I met a family, and they have one son and one daughter. The wife just offered her husband to God to be faithful, and even the parents gave the children, their children, one son and one daughter to God, and they were so happy. So I just wanted to use son or daughter. Then they said that we don't care, just use them. I wanted to use one of them as a secretary, but they loved the soul so much, so I thought that the daughter would be used as a secretary, would be a servant of God. So both of them, son and the daughter, used as the servants of God now. So I told them that you are so blessed. And the family is blessed. And God is blessing the head of that family so much. They raise up their children so purely and offered them to the God, and they are blessed. They had a difficulty before, but now they are being blessed. So I just asked them whether they purchased a house. And he said that I'm preparing for getting a house. So I just recommended him to get a better house to take care of their children, to serve the Lord without any difficulties. But how sad it would be if you lack the fruit of light that is born in your heart. God wants to give to you abundantly according to what you did or even more than what you did. And he will be very sorry that he can't give you that much. The family just offered up the tithe more than $2,000.
And
one of the both of children are very close to the level of spirit, and even the mom also is very close to the level of spirit, and the father is a little bit behind, but he said that he would do his best to enter into the level of spirit. So I'm so happy to see that these kind of families who are close to the spirit and who are changed into the spiritual man. So just raise your children well. If they grew up in truth, they will be used and they will enter into a better place in heaven, and they will glorify God the Father. And even the parents will be glorified. But if your children just commit sin on the earth, then they will not be used, and it's very difficult for them to enter into the New Jerusalem. Therefore, whenever you pray for the construction of the sanctuary, please pray that all the church workers and members, including yourselves, will abundantly and quickly bear the fruit of light. Brothers and sisters, as you bear the fruit of light in your inner being, you should also have the appearances that are worthy of the children of light. Yeah, your inner being is very important at first. You must make your inner being well by the Spirit, and also at the same time, you should also have the appearances, outward appearances. If there's one man of spirit in the family, then the family members will be changed into the man of spirit. They are influenced by the man of spirit. You may say that, oh, that family, one of them is the man of spirit now, and they still have difficulty, financial difficulty or something. I think it's what happened in last year, just 1 year ago. You can wait a little bit more, just two years or 3 years more. Definitely they will be blessed if they become the man of spirit. So, if the head of the family is the man of spirit, then the whole family will be blessed. It's all the same with the church. If the parish minister is a spirit, man of spirit, then the parish should experience the revival. If the guidance teacher of the ministry is a man of spirit, then that mission will definitely experience the revival. What about the district leader? If the district leader is a man of spirit, then the district leader will take good care of the cell leaders and the members in that district, so they will follow the leader, and they will be influenced, and they will be changed into spirit. And the parish and the mission organization will stand on the rock of faith. It will not be difficult. Even last year, the president of the whole youth mission was a man of spirit. Yeah, this year, I mean. The youth mission was revived. They bore a lot of fruit. And many members of that mission organization stood on the rock of faith. If there's only one man of spirit influence like this, what would happen if there are many men of spirit? But if the head of the organization is not man of spirit, then not standing on the rock of faith, then who can lead them? There's no leader to lead them spiritually, so it's going to be regrettable. That's why God said that the It's not possible for the people who are not the men of spirit. Brothers and sisters, as you bear the fruit of light in your inner being, you should also have the appearances that are worthy of the children of light. In doing so, you and this church will be able to shine a brighter light. Namely, you can save and change more souls if you rid yourselves of deficiencies of the body and have dignity and also good skills and professionalism in various aspects. So, you should have a good inner being and at the same time outward appearance. And that's why I have preached on the deficiencies of the body for many weeks. If you have these kind of things, then you cannot enter into the rock of faith and the level of spirit. Even though you don't commit sin, think about it. Let me take some examples. Somebody is called the man of spirit, but when he speaks, he just, you know, spit out. And his behavior is so wild. Then who can follow him and respect him as a man of spirit? So if he's a man of spirit, then he's so gentle when he says and behavior. What about the way of working? If he's not work properly, who can recognize him as a man of spirit? When you eat, you just eat leaning yourselves on the table. Such a short period of time, you just lean your body on the table when you eat. What about other behaviors? If you do these kind of things in this way, then who can believe that they are standing on the rock of faith? That's why if you have a deficiency of the body, then it's difficult to enter into the level of the rock of faith and the level of spirit. So you must take care of this to remove it as soon as possible. It's all the same in the society, the world, I mean. This morning, one family came to see me, and I told them, your son and the daughter grew up so uprightly. I think the mother has done a lot of work. The children should have grown up looking the mother. And I told the husband, your wife is so... good. The female members, can you imagine who I'm talking about? The mother is so upright when she speaks or when she behaves. I don't mean that the father's act or behavior is bad with them. Your husband has a good inner being. I just asked the wife. She said yes. So the husband promised to me that I would enter into the level of spirit till the next leadership conference. For example, there was a great flood at the time of Noah. At that time, those animals that breathed with their lungs on this earth went into the ark built by Noah, and their lives were saved. And such an amazing work will be accomplished through the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. Though you are evangelized and though you enter into the land of Canaan Sanctuary, then they will be changed greatly looking at you because they adapt themselves to the that culture. Those who visited us from overseas confessed in a similar way, well, the members are full of love and their behaviors are so upright and they are full of love. Even the first to come mentioned in this way. And the church is so orderly. Namely, so many souls will come and receive salvation, transcending all races, ages, gender, education, and social status. At the time of the flood, when many waters covered the earth, Noah and his family fed and took care of so many animals in the ark. The families didn't take rest. They were so busy to take good care of the animals and the birds, feeding them. The way Noah's family did, you are the ones who should take care of the souls and feed them with the word of God according to their circumstances. So if you have the skills and expertise in various aspects, along with your spiritual abilities, you will be able to perform such duties even better. For example, if you have well-organized knowledge of the Word of God, proper manners and leadership and foreign language skills, you will be able to bear much greater fruit. Look forward to that day with the eyes of faith. How many things would you have to prepare? Before the finance comes, God has been preparing us. In order to be a light in the Canaan sanctuary, then we need to prepare a lot of things. You believers should be very busy. Especially the leaders of the church must certainly bear the fruit of light, both inside and outside. It's because, to the same extent that you bear the fruit of light, all the processes in the construction of the sanctuary will be prosperous. The construction of the sanctuary will be done within the boundary of the law of the world, with the cooperation of the worldly people. Of course, God will sometimes perform miracles that are beyond common knowledge of man when He does His work. But basically, God doesn't violate the laws, systems, and order of this earth to do His work. Therefore, it's very important that the workers proceed with the works, following the right way and having peace in all respects. When you do that, the darkness cannot accuse us of anything. Nevertheless, God wanted to have a perfect and holy temple, and so He entrusted the work of constructing the temple to David's son Solomon. David followed the will of God, and he didn't insist on wanting to build the temple of God in his time. Instead, he continued to prepare for the construction of the temple with all his strength. He didn't want to do it the easy way, and he did everything uprightly and faithfully. When he acted this way, his honestness and truthfulness of his desire to build a temple was offered up to God. It was delivered even to Hiram, the king of the neighboring country, Tyre. King Hiram unsparingly supported the construction of the temple as well as the construction of the palace of David. He sent good wood, namely cedar trees, masons and carpenters, and the craftsmen of bronze. This is a result that David had earned the trust of Hiram. Solomon, following after the example of his father David, had good terms with Hiram. He also brought the things necessary for the construction by fair trade. In regard to the construction of the sanctuary, God the Father will accomplish all things according to His justice, as illustrated in the above example. Of course, in fulfilling works of God, some things will be done transcending the human thoughts and laws of this earth. In these cases, we can just wait for the answer of God, fulfilling the measure of justice as God guides us. At these times, the workers can receive clear guidance of God to the extent that they have borne the fruit of light in their heart as to when they should do what kind of things. Also, we will have to continue to pray for practical things of the construction, such as the financing, administrative and legal procedures, designing and actual construction, and the peace with the residents near the complex. So when you pray in the dinner prayer meeting, you can pray for this kind of things. Don't you be poor, but you must not pray in this case, in this kind of things. Oh, God, just to give help the senior pastor to be healthy, that's not for me. The prayer of flesh. God takes care of my health. So you don't need to pray for my health. And also you don't need to give me, you don't need to pray for receiving the power. God has given me the power already. Why is it that the people are not healed when I prayed for them? Because of their sin, not because of the power from God. The people in the overseas were easy to be healed when they prayed. But only if you repented thoroughly, then you don't need to receive the prayer two times. When I attended a theological seminary, I just prayed for the sick people only one time, then they were healed. Why? Because at the time, the people didn't commit sin like a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. They just came to see me, believing in me. At that time, even there are not so many people who committed sin, especially the work of flesh. But now, so many people are committing the sin, the work of flesh, because the whole world is filled with the sin. In even 70s or 80s, the seniors try to turn away from the TV screen when they have seen obscene programming. They were ashamed. But these days, even the seniors watch this kind of program. I don't know whether they watch or not. Means that much the sin is prevail in the whole world. In 70s or 80s, the seniors, would you please raise your hand if you agree with me? If you turn away from the TV set in 70s, 80s, when you have seen something obscene or they just enjoyed watching the programming for folk dancing or Animal Kingdom, etc. In 90s, we came to see the young people dancing half naked. So at that time, people didn't commit sin, the work of flesh. That's why they were easily healed when I prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Even at that time, people received the word of God so easily because they were not filled with that much sin in the 80s. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what kind of place is a sanctuary? It's a holy place where God dwells. is the place where God's word is preached, and it's a house where all people pray. It is also a place where believers give praise and worship to the Lord while waiting for Him who will come again. But in the history, the temple and churches had been corrupted by idolatry and greed many times. Even today, the meaning of the temple has been degraded as the worldly culture has been brought in and the believers compromise with the world. The holy temple is a prayer house. It's the place where we praise and worship. But a lot of people are buying and selling in the sanctuary these days. Even in the sanctuary, a lot of church have even an event to buy and sell. So they used the holy temple of God for buying and selling from time to time. We must not do that in the sanctuary. The Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary will be the sanctuaries where the believers break the bread of God's word, pray to and communicate with God, and offer up praises waiting for the Lord as children of light. That's why the altar should be holy. That's why not everybody can come up to the altar. Those who commit sin must not come up to the altar. Especially those who committed sin, the work of flesh, God doesn't want. That's why the singers, those who praise the Lord, if they committed sin, specifically the work of flesh, then they must not stand on the altar. So they are not able to stand on the altar now. But before, they did. That's why we had a lot of trials. When such a sanctuary is completed, the true meaning of the temple, which has been degraded for thousands of years, will be recovered. Through this work, the righteousness and justice of God will shine the light brilliantly. This true meaning of the temple will be recovered completely to the extent that you will stay in the sanctuary, bear the fruit of light more perfectly. As we bear the fruit of light, the sanctuary we build will become a beautiful jewel that is offered up to God, and it will become the true light that saves so many dying souls in the dark world. We will build the sanctuaries that will give out the light of righteousness and justice of God, and this light is the signal and calling of God's love sent out for the souls of this earth. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will abundantly bear the fruit of light and shine the sanctuary more brightly. Let's pray together considering the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. This morning we have heard the message. Father, let it become the faith and the life. Father, we have heard about the sanctuary, which is holy. In order to build the sanctuary God is pleased with, we must stand on the rock of faith and enter into the level of spirit. And we must change our inner being and also outward appearance. Father, and we should gather together. These people, those who stand on the rock of faith and in the level of spirit, and build the sanctuary. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let me pray for the sick people. If you are sick, just lay your hand on the sick part of your body and receive the prayer by faith. Hallelujah. Father God, lay your hand on us now, from the top of the head to the end of the feet, from the intestines and all of the body, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be scorched and let the light come down on you. Be strengthened both physically and spiritually, and hear well and see well, and all the internal organs. Be strengthened and let the light come down on you. Father, your skin disease, go away. Diabetes, go away. All the germs and viruses of the diseases, go away. The third terminal cancer, be healed. Father, work through us now. And work through the daughters in the hospital and terminal cancers. All the germs and viruses go away by the fire of Holy Spirit. Be scorched and be healed. Let the light come down on you. Father, work through us now. Skin disease go away, and high blood pressure, low blood pressure go away and be healed. And Pastor Byung-Nan Cho in Japan, she's going to have a handkerchief meeting on the 30th. Bless her. And the missionary Lin Chae-shang in Taiwan, heal her of back pain and thigh pain and paralysis and dry skin. And Mongolia in Bachorik, bless him to have a good meeting. Bald Batar, the alcohol addiction. Father, work through him and you enemy devil Satan, go away. Ryuja, cranial nerve disorder, stomach disease, and Kim Young-hak, stroke after effect, right side itching. Wang Gwang-wan, bad eyesight. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. Wang Yu-hai, in malignant malignant tumor. Koshusha, deformation of hands, feet, and legs from rheumatism, be healed. Tuberculosis, Park Sun-hwa, be healed. Park Mi-sung, eczema, rhinitis, swollen tonsils, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. Wang Yu-hai, malignant melanin tumor, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Cho Wu-ching, after the effect of utero surgical operation on the microscope, physical weakness, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. Gu Ri-di, Won Shu-wi, the mental digit, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleaned, be healed. Zhang Wei-rin, asthma, skin digit, be healed. Ai-shu-jin, Li Su-pan, the skin digit and husband's stroke, be healed. Chi-yi-ri, the skin digit, be healed. And back pain. Li O-sum, Hong Bun-shun, the cough, be healed. Ko-sang-yo Wang Kwang-an, bad eyesight, be healed. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. Wei Shen Zhang, register marriage prosperously. Father, our church members, heal them and strengthen them both physically and spiritually, and take hold of the handle of the transportation vehicles. Father, protect us this week and give us peace and bless us whenever we go out and enter into the city. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.